Hello and well, crackly voice. Hello and welcome to Alexi Reacts episode 11. What the hell's going on? I hear you screaming, podcast listeners. Well, this is also episode 128 of the Alexi Cell podcast, but we're giving you a little treat. We're giving you a free sample of some of the Patreon goods. Alexi Reacts is the only show on the internet where Alexi Cell reacts to old shit he's done. And here he is himself, Alexi Sale. All hail, Alexi Sale.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I've got a cold, so I'm not feeling very sparkly anyway, really. But there's several news stories this week that we could quickly run through.
Yes.
The death of David Hockney. I actually went to... It would have been 1970, I came down to London to look at London art schools to see which one I was going to go to. I was going to give my presence to. And I went to see a friend of mine. He was at the Royal Academy. Well, a friend of my friend Glenn's, Glenn Cocker's, he was at the Royal Academy. He took me to, we went to see David Hockney giving a talk at Chelsea School of Art in the lecture theatre there. And so I just thought this was the most amazing. I mean, the Chelsea School of Art building was really remarkable. It's been demolished now. But also. I just thought that, Chelsea School of Art was the sort of place where David Hockney came and talked every day, which was very far from the truth, as it turned out. I was so taken with seeing him talk that I think Chelsea was the only school. I can't remember where else I applied to, but they accepted me, so I went there. Really, didn't have that much more to do with it. My gay friend David Pierce at Chelsea was part of David Hockney's kind of circle. That story, David came to stay with me in Liverpool, and I think over the summer. And Molly was so thrilled at having a gay person staying with us. She would shout up the stairs, "Lexi, what does your gay friend want for his breakfast?" "Lexi, are you going out with your gay friend?"
It was more of a novelty back then, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also, you know, we love to show our tolerance to a persecuted minority.
Yes.
So David was friendly with her, and I think so he used to tell me some of the shenanigans, and he made a film, I think. I remember he made a film in which all I can remember is David Hockney was eating salami out of a kind of wax wrap paper thing, and I thought, isn't that the most amazing thing that a man can sit and eat salami? Where would you go to get salami? You know, I just thought it was the most amazing thing to see this man eating salami. And I think actually David, in the style of, you know, the Renaissance art masters and, their apprentices, David sometimes helped out with the grass. I think he told me once, "I help out with the grass." And, you know, he contributed to Hockney's pictures himself.
This is really confusing that they're both called David and your story.
Sorry,
is
David
using
Pierce.
Their first names.
David Pierce, who's also the guy. Did we do that when we did this? He's also the gay guy in the
Sorry About Last Night.
Sorry About Last Night clip. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, that is also David Pierce. Anyways, I'm sorry to hear about David Hockney's passing today. We are also waiting on the sentencing of the Filton Six, is it? We haven't heard anything
it's
yet.
It's four of the 24. And as of recording, there is an unprecedented amount of protesters outside.
Linda said
supporters.
It. Yeah.
Outside Woolwich Crown Court.
Linda said it really moved her to tears to see them there. Yeah.
Did she go?
She didn't go, no. She's just looking out on the...
It's amazing.
On the internet,
it's amazing. Huge crowds.
Yeah.
And that's going on till 5 p.m. today.
Obviously, they got this. The government has ensured this hanging judge. Judge Johnson, I think, is in charge of the sentencing. And it'll be interesting to see if he does, even though they were convicted only of criminal damage, whether it was then revealed that the government was going to pull a switcheroo and they were going to be sentenced as if they were terrorists, which is an extraordinary erosion of our civil liberties. You know, I mean, it's extraordinary that they were ever arrested. It's extraordinary that they've been held on remand for 18 months, which is the equivalent, I think, of a 5-year sentence already. If they get stiffer sentences, the things that Britain does for that, you know, to try and dilute criticism of that evil little country in the Middle East called Israel is, you know, just another example of how a terrible place erodes is responsible for eroding our civil liberties.
It's embarrassing what cucks our government is for that fucking country. Get off your knees and stand up.
Yeah, for our people, for us. For decency and for morality, of course. And stop arming and giving the diplomatic cover to a genocide. So, anyway, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, that's happening today. There was also, I think, last night, John Healey, the defence minister, resigned. And then Al Carnes, I think, is... his deputy or his another sort of defence minister, resigned. And so there was a lot of coverage about Healey claiming that, you know, we were being left defenceless by... I mean, I didn't watch wall-to-wall coverage, but I didn't see anybody put the point of view to say it was all about just accepting that argument that we need to increase defence spending and that's a good idea. I didn't see anybody anywhere putting forward that argument that it's all a... it's a con. It's a plot directly to take money off poor people and give it to rich people. And George Robertson, former head of NATO, also a lobbyist for the arms industry, said a while ago, you know, welfare will have to be cut to pay for defence. And what that effectively means is welfare, you know, payments will have to be cut to ordinary working people to give that money directly to the shareholders of
arms,
British Aerospace, Leonardo, Teledyne Corporation, and of course, Elbit Systems of Israel. So that's what that's about. Nobody else has put that. And just, you know, again, I mean, it's something that I go on about. It's what tremendous garbage we get for that money that we spend now. That ludicrous bloody aircraft carrier, the Prince of Wales, is in dock at the moment because it's broken down yet again. Cost seven for the two of them. Cost £3.5 billion and breaks down continuously, and can only launch one type of aircraft, the Lightning 35B, which has great difficulty flying, landing, or doing anything else. The Ajax fighting vehicle, which cost £8 billion, and I've seen headlines in the paper saying that will have to be abandoned because it makes anybody who travels in it damages our own soldiers and doesn't do fuck all to the enemy, but anybody who travels in they get broken. They either throw up as best case scenario, or they actually end up with broken bones. That's another piece of junk. So you could halve the defense budget and still have, I think, an army fit for purpose. But this is just absolute, and it's, you know, Joint Chiefs of Staff, we're all, you know, looking to look into later on, get consultancies with. And they've had Lord Dannett on. I think Lord Dannett was on last night, who was caught up in a lobbying scandal himself in the House of Lords. So you got somebody like that speaking for, you know, rearming. It's all bullshit.
So you think, well, are you saying that the British aerospace and other, you know, inferior arms companies are basically lobbying the government to keep their contracts tied up with them, whereas we could spend our money elsewhere, a lot less money, and get much better stuff? Is that
you could probably, yeah, I mean, you could buy a lot of off the shelf. I mean, you look at how Hezbollah is giving the IDF, the Israeli, or the IOF, the Israeli occupation forces, a real hammering in southern Lebanon, yeah, using drones that they've bought off Alibaba, you know,
Q and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. So
Healy, you reckon, is in the pockets of these companies? And
I'm sure he is. I mean, they all are. I mean, there was a marvelous film made by Andrew Feinstein a while ago called Shadow World, which is about,
yes,
the arms that trade. World, isn't, yeah, he? And he's, yeah, that's his. You know, he resigned from the South African government because of a corruption connected with arms. And he says something like, I think it's 40% of the world's corruption comes from the arms industry. But, you know, there's a marvelous thing where he said, you know, that's all our governments are reduced to, really, is being salespeople for the arms industry. That's their function. It's all a lie.
Starmer has rejected claims that he's not ploughing enough money into the defense investment plan, or DIP.
Mm.
This is the claim that led Healy to resign. Starmer said he was putting considerable money into defense. Asked about claims from generals like Sir Richard Barons about the DIP being underfunded, Starmer replied, this was half an hour ago, "I have the highest respect for the individuals you've quoted, but I don't agree. These are hard-edged decisions, and we are seen as a leading member of NATO. Defense is our number one priority." So who do you think he's going to put in his place then?
I think he's Dan Jarvis, I think, has already been appointed.
Oh, you already said that. Sorry,
ex-military man, yeah. Because there was the famous Brit, when the Brit, you know, British... the assault rifle, the British assault rifle, the SAAC, that, you know, all left-handed soldiers had to be fired because
the clips ejected, keep flying in their,
yeah,
face.
Yeah, well, the shell cases would fly into their ear, yeah. The magazine kept dropping out if you brushed against it, and the charging handle used to fall off. You know, it's an absolute piece of junk, and had to be rebuilt in the end by Heckler and Koch of Germany. That is true of every piece of equipment that the British armed forces have ever bought. It's all absolute junk.
Where does Israel get most of its arms from? Which company is it? Is it Lockheed Martin?
Yeah, they get American. They mostly get American stuff, and then they build a certain amount of their own. But they wouldn't last 2 days without the American arms, yeah, industry. But they get,
Britain only supplies them with like parts and computer bits. And
yeah,
stuff.
And bits for the F-35s. But they also get, I mean, they get F-35s. I think that are more advanced than even the ones that the United States Air Force is using, and certainly much more advanced than anybody else, much more advanced than the ones we're flying.
It's so embarrassing.
The
evidence is there that we have inferior shit and we're overspending on it, and it's just open, clear to see.
Yeah.
And they put on this pantomime, you know.
Yeah. Was it the Type 46 destroyers, I think, that stopped working every time the weather got hot?
Look, there's lots to talk about.
Yeah.
There's
so anyway, lots, we're doing. But, yeah.
And there's also Belfast's pogroms, people are calling.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Another embarrassment to this, you know, great nation. Mm. But this is an episode of the Alexia podcast hiding within an episode of Alexi Reacts.
It's crazy. How can
this so is, can we jump back such to Alexi a thing, Reacts? I know.
How can such a thing exist? It's like a thing, but it's another thing. Yeah.
Like a Russian doll. Russian doll.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's podcasts.
So do you want me to go and react now to this?
Are we going to jump over to back to Alexi Reacts? Yes, which is show I host. And it's normally exclusively on the Patreon. This week, however, we are making it available to everybody in the true socialist Marxist manner that we hope will prevail in Salovia, the nation we are building over at patreon.com/AlexiSalePodcast. In fact, listeners at home, now that we're switching back to Alexi Reacts, this is a visual format. We're going to actually watch a sketch, an old sketch of Alexi's, and Alexi's going to react to it. If you want to watch along, we're putting it up for free on the Patreon. So go to patreon.com/AlexiSalePodcast, either on your phone or your lablob. And you can, we're making the video free to access for everybody. You know, a subtle form of advertisement for our sole money making arena of this endeavor is the Patreon. One more time, patreon.com/AlexiSalePodcast. Alexi Reacts 11 is what this is. You can watch it for free over there. And if you like it, then maybe you could subscribe. Few quid a month, support the show. What are we reacting to today? Well, over in our chat room on the Patreon, we have a chat room just for Alexi Reacts suggestions. I'm scrolling back up to the top of the chat because we've skipped a few. Rockhopper Penguin has sent in this suggestion. I always loved this from Stuff. I've been waiting in for Jehovah's Witnesses ever since. Alas, to no avail. And it is the sketch, the Jehovah Witnesses sketch from Alexi Sales Stuff, season 1, episode 6, apparently. Any memories or thoughts on this sketch, Alexi, before we get into it?
No, it'll probably come back to me when I see it, really, but at the moment, no.
Okay, normally you have... Okay, let's see if this triggers anything then. At any point, I will pause it and you can tell me your thoughts, Lex. Shall we get into it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, here we go.
Jan Ravens.
Good evening. We were wondering how in this world of evil and suffering we can survive without the spiritual guidance of our Lord in heaven.
Oh, yeah?
You two can live forever in paradise on Earth.
20 million eggs
all eaten. Right. Would you like to come in and talk about the Bible?
Fair enough, then. Sorry to have dropped the phone.
Would you like to come in and talk about the Bible?
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh. Thank you.
This way. That's it. Well, we were hoping someone would drop round.
Oh, it's not Jan, is it? It's Felicity Montague, isn't it? I'm sorry.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Look at her face again.
Yeah, it's Felicity.
Where do I know her from? I know that face.
Alan Partridge.
Right, yes. Yes, it's his assistant.
Mm.
Was it Linda? No. What's her name?
No.
Oh, God knows.
Not Jan, I can't remember.
Anyway,
right,
in they come, and who?
Lynn.
Round. This is our lodger, Moses. The prophet, Isaiah.
Mark Williams.
Son of Cushi, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah. Habakkuk, you probably know. Jeroboam. And this is the man from the cake shop. Better known as Ephratites of Bethlehem. So, what is it you wanted to...
It's so weird seeing her not being Lynn. Like, she's so alive and vibrant.
Yeah, yeah.
When someone finds a role like Lynn or that, so just becomes
the
main thing you're known for. That's all you can think of. These costumes are great. They remind me of my trip to Morocco recently. Doing my biblical film.
The title is the Bethlehem. So, what is it you wanted to...
We'd like to talk about the Ten Commandments, which in God's stated purpose...
The Ten Commandments? We've got them here somewhere, haven't we, Mrs. Morris?
Yeah, I think they're in the bottom drawer on top of the needlework box.
Well, dig them out then, eh? Yes, here we are. Now, which bits did you want to talk about exactly?
Well, Nigel?
Bastard. Well, there's Thou Shalt Not Commit Adultery, which we feel...
No, don't think so. Can't find that one. What was it exactly?
Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's just before thou shalt not steal.
No, can't find that one either, I'm afraid. I have got thou shalt covet thy neighbour's ox.
Must be a misprint.
No, he was always a bit right-wing, I'm afraid. You see, thou shalt covet thy neighbour's ox. Thou shalt own thine own council house. Thou shalt opt out of public sector education and shoot the odd pheasant. Thou shalt not lay with thy secretary as with thy wife, unless thou fancies a bit on the side and thy name is Parkinson.
That was swinging political satire that was at the time.
What was that?
There was a minister called Parkinson who was had an affair with his secretary.
Oh,
I think I actually should have read it. I got the emphasis wrong there. I think I'm talking about God being right wing. I should have hit the he more, but yeah, I might have.
So what are you going for here? Is that kind of the Bible has been misinterpreted?
The Bible's basically been written by Margaret Thatcher, by the Conservative government. Well, 1988, it was the height of Thatcherism.
But you are Moses here.
I am Moses. It's a complicated schedule. I didn't write it.
Thy name is Parkinson.
It's terrible. It's getting worse than bloody Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh!
Number
nice.
10, thou shalt not take the name of Sodom and Gomorrah in vain.
There you go. Sodom and Gomorrah. Whatever happened to them?
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a very conventional but very funny sketch, I think. And for Mark Williams didn't get to say anything, even though he was...
No, he just sat there.
Just sat there.
Who wrote that then?
David Rennick and Andrew Marshall. It wasn't me.
It says here that a similar bit featuring Jehovah's Witnesses was written for All New Alexis Sales Show as well.
What was it? That was Linnea and the Matthews. That wasn't, I tell you what.
What happens in that sketch?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe we do a Jehovah's Witness double.
Yeah,
Let's see if I can get it up quickly. Any other thoughts on that? What was Lynn like to work with?
Oh, Felicity was great. Yeah, I think she was on very versatile. I can't remember how many she was in the repertory company for two series, or I can't remember.
Oh,
she was also married to a guy called Alan Nixon, who was the producer of the All New Alexis Hale Show.
Ah. Good way to get a job. Season 1, episode 6. I'm getting closer to finding it. All New Alexis Sale Show.
This was also episode 6 of All New Alexis Sale Show.
Oh yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weird how the world lines up like that sometimes. Mm. Let's see if that's actually true, though.
This will be obviously by the All New Alexis Sale Show. We dispense with the repertory company and we just hired actors on as we needed them for each particular, piece, really.
Yep. Okay. All right. I'm scanning through the episode right now with surgical precision, looking for this sketch and having much joy, to be honest. Season 1 of the All New in this episode. Oh, it's the Egbert and Bill.
Oh, right.
Okay, I have found that.
All right. So this was a swinging and pastiche of
what are they called?
Oh God, Gilbert and George.
Gilbert and George.
It's very funny. It was me and John Sparks, a very funny actor and comedian. And they appeared in, I don't know what they appeared in, each show in the first series. Well, I like doing things, you know. No, who else would do a pastiche of two, you know, I mean, really, not really well-known artists. I mean, known in the art world, but not known, you know, by the general television watching public.
And who's this with you? Who's playing?
John Sparks.
Oh, yeah. Do we need the little preamble here?
Well, probably. I don't know. Film that in a hotel in Hastings.
Let's have a look.
Build a tea house while shagging an actress. The Prince's Trust. The Prince's Trust. I mean, I wouldn't trust him with my wife.
That holds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, still.
Because I'm married to Camilla Parker Bowles, actually.
Au devant de Dieu. Oh. Okay. Now you change position. Yeah. Okay.
You wouldn't see any. It goes on for.
That went on a bit long, didn't it?
Yeah. But then that was.
Yes. We better not overdo it.
Hello. Have you heard the good news?
It's, I can't remember his name.
We had the stereo on.
Are you willing to let the Lord Jesus Christ into your life?
Perhaps. It might be interesting.
Yes. Come in, Mr. Christ.
I thought you were wearing a fez this whole time. That's just your hair.
My hair, yeah. That's a wig. That actor, I can't remember the actor's name now. But whenever I saw him, I would call him Mr. Christ whenever I saw him socially, which used to really annoy him.
I'll scroll to the credits at the end and get his name for us. Here we go.
Mr. Bill, have you ever thought about God?
Nice.
Yeah, Lovejoy in there.
Say again?
There's a bit of Lovejoy in there, wasn't there?
I love this. This is very Gilbert and George artwork.
Yeah, but it's very good prestige. Yeah.
They're all your like nightmares, visions of religious metaphors and imagery. Your face. Feel your own penises. That's great.
Yes, I have thought about God. Where's he gone?
He's gone.
An hour.
You've got to mute yourself if you're coughing, please, Alexi. You talked over John Sparks there.
Where's he gone?
I think he left. An hour ago.
How long have we been standing here?
3 hours.
Ah, that got rid of him.
Yes. Well done.
Used to be this militant.
No, that's not stuff you'd see in reckon Michael McIntyre, is it?
No. I like that a lot. Okay, there you go. Look, John Spot. I'm just gonna play this just so tell me when you see his name, okay?
It's a material.
There's the credits. Gene Marsh, Peter O'Brien, John Sparks, Mark Hadfield, Peter Capaldi, Carlton Dixon, there we are. We don't want to leave him hanging there, do we?
No.
All right.
He was in there, so.
two Jehovah's Witnesses sketches from two different sets of writers from two different series that we did on BBC. Well done. Any thoughts on that? And
no, it was very funny, very daring, you know. When before Graham Linehan went mad.
Yes. It would be about Mormons if it was done these days, probably. They're a bit more prominent, obscure,
are they?
Christian sect, cult kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. No, are we going? Are we finishing or are we going? Because the other thing that I've done though, this week is my Double Down News video, which is up to about 300 and something thousand views at the moment.
Done very well.
Me, Michael Rosen, and Miriam Margolis. Most commentators, well, look through, express affection for Miriam and then Michael and then bringing up the rear me.
It seems like a lot of it is you and Michael kind of navigating around Miriam.
Yeah.
And having to bless her, but, you know, having to re-explain things to
her. No, you know, she's everything from the heart, you know.
They call us the wrong kind of Jew. Miriam Margolis, Mark and Mike and Alexi Sale, don't hold back. That's what it's called. Go and check it out if you haven't seen it already.
Yeah.
Good hour long.
Share it on share it on your social media.
You're getting a lot of love for it, Alexi, and I've seen a couple people clip out bits from you and put them on the social media.
No, so good. All right.
Don't feel like you're trailing behind. It's a silly thing to say, but all three of you have great points you make, and you're coming from quite different positions, which kind of shows that maybe being Jewish isn't just one type of thing, that they're not all the exact same, you know. It's actually maybe quite a broad range, gamut of backgrounds, dispositions, feelings, political opinions, much like any other fucking religion. It's not just one hegemonic kind of
like they pretend, the Jewish community.
Yes, all Jews have to support Zionism, all Muslims have to be sexist, repressed fundamentalists, all Chinese people are bad drivers, you know, whatever it is. You're not, that's not, none of it's true. It's all silly to paint everyone with one color, one brush. So, you know, watch that video and wise up. All right, that's been Alexi Reacts episode 11 and the Alexi Hill podcast episode 128. Thank you so much.
It's like a Ben and Jerry's ice cream, the good sort, with so many different flavors in it. That's what this is. So, thank you. Bye-bye.
No.
You say
Alexi Reacts. I'm the host.
All right.
Bye-bye.